team to their last Lockerbie Championship. 50 years later, and in the words of Billy Eamon himself, too much water has run down the Smyrna. But 50 years later, another Gallic to our team has won! Today, I'd like to remember all those winning Dwarf teams, the 50s and 60s, those gallant teams, especially those members who are no longer with us. Today, I'd also like to pay tribute to the many Dwarf men who wore this Dwarf jersey with pride and passion and who never won an Arcade Championship. This is much about me! Possible, lads. I have a lot of people to thank. I hope I don't leave anybody out, okay? And this is in no particular order. I'd like to thank this board for the way they presented the pitch to us and the hard work they put in throughout the 2 weeks, lads. I'd like to thank the referee, Seamus Mulvihill, and his officials for giving such an example of how to referee a game, a pure example of impartiality. And other referees should take example from that. Our rugby's here as well, lads. Right? I'd like to thank our physios, Mara Griffin. There's a couple of physios there, and there's Mary O'Keefe as well from Dwarf was involved, a native Dwarf woman. Now on to our mentors, lads. Actually, before I go on to our mentors, I'd like to pay a special tribute to the Bale team. I know a lot of them very well, and I'm good friends with some of them, and I know my words are going to be of no consolation to you today, lads, the second year in a row. But I know I'd like to thank you for two fantastic games. And despite what the papers, the photo that published, there wasn't a dirty stroke. There was to and fro to get that. I'd like to give three cheers for Bale. Hip hip.
Hey!
Hip hip.
Hey!
Hip hip.
Hey!
I'd like to thank our water boys, Jack, Ewan and Cole. I hope I'm not leaving any other part of Shannon, Bill Lucy. I'd like to thank our selectors.
Let's have a drink of water there and go and join the mood.
Drink of water. That'd be worse tomorrow there. I'd like to thank
firstly
a man that came in off the training panel. He came in to give his impartial view, a very fair man. Chairman of our Christian and Og, a great club man who will hold a very important role in the future of our club. That's Donald Dookie Scanlon. The next man I'd like to thank, if you go back through the victorious underage teams and senior teams the last couple of years of the war, you will find his name will be a common denominator in a lot of them. That's Eamon Ned Stack.
Certainly paying tribute to everybody, and what a time to do it, and this is the time
the
to do it.
Man, it's a very clear philosophy and view on how football should be played. I had to give him words of consolation during the year. I told him a prophet is not always accepted in his own country, but today he goes back to the war, proud man. That's Padraig Dillon. Last but not least, I play with this fella all the way up along, lads, this under-10s. And it's a terrific honour to be involved with him, because the man has ate, slept and drank Dwarf football, so that today his obsession could become a reality. That's the great John Halpin!
And what a job he has done, and rightly applauded for his superb
now, lads,
job in training.
I hope I'm not
team.
Leaving anybody out, but 50 years is a long time, lads. And I'm inviting everyone back to the war for the biggest party in 50 years. Come on,
he summed it up in a nutshell. The biggest party in 50 years.